Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Right now, he is the head coach of the University of Memphis football program. And last night, that program made a big announcement. It is going to have Black Lives Matter stickers on every helmet of every player this season. His name's Ryan Silverfield, making the big interview.
Award-winning writers, athletes, coaches, the biggest names in sports. It's the Gary Parish Show Big Interview, presented by Fleming's Prime Steakhouse and Wine Bar, using food and wine to create memorable times.
Ryan, it's Gary Parish. How you doing, man?
Good, Gary. Thanks for having me on today.
Now, I appreciate you being here. So, listen, big announcement last night. I think the response to it has been, for the most part, really positive. You guys are, as far as I know, the first college football program to commit to doing something like this in the upcoming season. Talk me through it. How do you reach this decision?
Yeah, you know, I think as these things start to occur in society, I know they've been going on for a long time in our country, but as it's been brought to light, and I've continued to try to learn and to listen. So that's one of the things I've tried to have discussions with as many of our student athletes as I can, and to kind of get a feel for what they're feeling and what we can do to support them and help with this matter. And, you know, a lot of them asked that we could do something on our helmets or our uniforms this year. And so, you know, we broached the topic. We wanted to use our logo with something, and we wanted to make a difference and stand for something. And so first and foremost, the helmet decal on the back of the helmets is not in support of any organization. It's not a anti-police statement. It's not a far left-wing party, Marxism, any of those things. It's simply a show of support like we've put on the back of our helmets for many things that we've supported over the years. And our players believe in it, and it's something they wanted to do, and I'm all for it.
Once your players broached the topic with you, and you obviously have handled every issue that you've been faced with so far, I'm speaking for myself, really well, and you are obviously going to be understanding of this, then what happens? Do you have to take it to Laird Veach, your athletic director? How far up the ladder does it have to go?
Yeah, I mean, we discussed this throughout the university. Anything that's going to be on a uniform, there's things that they – I'm able to do as the head coach, but there's also things that I think are worth discussing with the higher-ups. We've got wonderful leadership. Obviously, it starts with President Rudd, who's done a phenomenal job. We've got a great board of directors and trustees, and Laird Veach, our athletic director. So, you know, constant open lines of communication, the thought process and what we're trying to do. And, you know, the biggest thing, like I keep coming back and saying, this is in support of the players. That's what this means. This is something they wanted. Again, this is not supporting an organization, anything of that, a political statement or party. This is simply saying, just like the same way that Nick Saban said and Mike Krzyzewski said, Black Lives Matter, and we're going to support our players during these times and at all times.
Talking to Ryan Silverfield, head football coach at the University of Memphis. I mentioned earlier that the response has been mostly positive, and it has. But there's always somebody, you see it, I'm sure, as much as I do, to the people who are not in agreement with this type of message, who say, whether they mean it or not, and I suspect that they don't actually mean it, or they were never going to be there for you to begin with, to the people who say, this is bad for business, this is not something I'm going to support, what message would you have for them?
Yeah, again, look, my number one job as a head coach is to be there for our football players, right, and to serve our football team and our program. And this is another method that I have to be able to serve, you know. And, look, I want our guys to be loved on and off the field for everything they do. They're wonderful human beings and leaders in our community. And, you know, again, support them just like you would regardless. And, again, the whole thing goes back to this is simply saying that they're important. And that's what I want everybody to know. And for those people, guess what? We did a unity march that was peacefully done and well thought of. And look, when we did that, I got emails, texts, calls from all over the country saying, wonderful job. Well, I also got some hate mail. Yeah. I also got some people telling me they were disgusted that I would do such a thing. Yeah. And that's always going to be the nature. You look, after the Cotton Bowl, I had people rip me for a third quarter play call. You know, that's the nature of this deal. And you know, we've been very open and transparent about it. We're not going to sit back and be a reactionary team. I think we're seeing that a lot of times people throughout the country are being reactionary to these things and trying to be walk on eggshells. Well, meanwhile, you know, we're trying to be ahead of the curve and do things the right way and what we believe and not wait around to see what everybody else does.
Do you take some pride in the fact that, as far as I know, you are the first major college football program to commit to something like this? I'm sure somebody else will, but the fact that the University of Memphis is willing to go there first, I'll just speak from my perspective, as a graduate of that school, it makes me proud. Does it make you proud?
Well, I take great pride in the fact that our young men, our student athletes, are able to speak up and voice their opinions. And I think that's the biggest thing. Is like I've said all along, as the head coach, I need to continue to do a better job of listening and learning and seeing what I can do. And this was one of those things. So I take a lot of pride in that. I take a lot of pride in that, you know, last night when that was on, you know, got produced on social media and shown, again, I got calls and texts from all over the country. And like you said, the majority of them were very supportive. A lot of thank yous from black head coaches in college football, some NFL coaches thanking me. And so I think, and then most importantly, our players, very grateful. Again, it's all about the support and moving in the right direction. Maybe it makes a little bit of a difference in this society.
I only asked this question because people asked it of me, because your BLM sticker, it is not the traditional Black Lives Matter logo that we see. This is actually gray and blue. The B and the L are a B and an L, but the M is the University of Memphis logo with the leaping tiger. It looks sharp. People ask me, is that something I'm going to be able to buy on a T-shirt? Because I would like to have that BLM T-shirt. Do you know if that's going to be available in Tiger Bookstore or anywhere else?
Yeah, that's. I'm going to leave that up to our marketing department. You know, obviously there's a lot that goes in with merchandising and, you know, contractual stuff. So, you know, a lot of people have reached out and said they love it and they'd like to be able to support it and wear it. But again, that's going to be up to our marketing department and the merchandise and the contracts that we have with that. And all. That's a little bit out of my league on that one.
Sure, I understand. I'm talking to Ryan Silverfield, Memphis football coach. Just in general, like being a head coach at this level for the first time is stressful and consuming. I can't imagine what it's like doing it under these circumstances. We are in the middle of a pandemic and also a real civil rights movement. What's it been like for you juggling all this while you're also just trying to get used to being the face of the program? I don't envy you.
Yeah, well, look, I'm very fortunate to be in this situation, so I'll make no bones about it. I'm thrilled and honored to be the head coach of the University of Memphis, and it's a wonderful place to be in, a wonderful position that I have. But I did mention to someone, you know, talking to head college coaches throughout the country, a lot of them are saying this has been the most stressful couple months of their entire careers. I mean, we've talked to guys who have been head coaches for 15 years, 10 years, 5 years, and they all come back and saying this has been the hardest because there's so much to navigate through. You know, I'd say that my trying to keep a level head and my stress down. But, you know, there's a lot of thoughts that go through. And, you know, with the pandemic and with the social injustice issues and, you know, with the NCAA not technically allowing us to see our guys face-to-face, you know, so we're still handling academics. There's a lot of things that are occurring, you know, on a day-to-day. So I actually have been getting less sleep now than I normally do during the season or even that I did preparing for Penn State and the Cotton Bowl. So, on high alert and rightfully so, but look, we're going to do this things the right way. We're going to handle things the right way. And it, like I said, always come back to making sure our players are taken care of on and off the field.
The hard work is obviously paid off. Anybody who follows recruiting knows that. What is it like recruiting under these circumstances where you can't bring people to campus, you're not sitting down face-to-face with anybody? What's it like trying to convince players Memphis is the place for them without being able to pursue them in a traditional way?
The great thing is the University of Memphis has been able to sell itself, right? We've started to be able to come up with a tradition of a winning program recently, you know, and kudos to those people that came before us. But the facilities are obviously continuing to get better and better. The indoor practice facility, we've got a lot to sell. This is a beautiful place. And the city, I mean, gosh darn, there's so many wonderful things we can sell about this city and the people. You know, it's the people that make this place, and that's one of the reasons why I stayed. We've got the best fans in the country. And so, you know, all those things that are occurring, you know, you talk about the internship opportunities that the University of Memphis has, you know, being seventh in the country. And then as coaches, we've got to develop relationships with these young men that, you know, that we are recruiting. And I think a lot of them take pride in that and, you know, being able to develop that relationship, understanding what they're getting themselves into when they come to the University of Memphis. And it's got a lot of strong selling points. So it's certainly has challenges, but I like the direction we're holding. And hopefully we can keep making some notches on that belt, and we'll see where this thing ends up when come signing day.
I'm wrapping up here with Ryan Silverfield. He is the head coach at the University of Memphis, of the University of Memphis football program. Last thing before I let you go, you know, you're a smart guy. You follow the news. We are having spiked cases all over this country in the majority of the states. If you read, whether it's Pete Thamel at Yahoo Sports or Dan Wolkin at USA Today, guys who cover the sport of college football on a national level 365 days a year, they are talking to people, and those people are less optimistic today than they were, say, a month ago, that we're going to be able to either start the college football season on time or conduct it without serious interruptions. If somebody were to come to you, and I know these decisions are made way above your head and mine as well, but if somebody were to come to you and say, listen, maybe we should push this back to the spring to give us more time to better understand what's happening, to perhaps, you know, get a vaccine ready, what's your outlook on the 2020 college football season as we sit here on July 1st?
I'm an optimist. You know, I think that we're always going to do what is best for the safety of the student athletes. I think that's got to be our number one concern. And look, if we deem it unsafe to have a normal season or to start on time, we won't do so. But if our student athletes feel like we'll be able to put them in a position where they can be safe and healthy and well, then I foresee a college football season occurring as normal. What is normal? I don't know. I think there's going to be obviously a lot of things that occur. You know, I've been fortunate. My wife is a fourth-year medical student, and she's actually took a leave to actually volunteer at Church Health here locally on their COVID task force team. And so, you know, I get to see the day-to-day things, or she discusses, you know, what's occurring, especially in Shelby County. And, you know, it's a real concern, obviously, throughout our city and throughout our country. But again, you know, we've also had the fortune of being able to test, you know, 186 people in our program. They all came back negative, and then, you know, we were able to, since we've been big doing voluntary workouts, be able to test some more guys that, you know, need to be tested, and it's, knock on wood, it's all been the results that we want. So, you know, we're going to keep monitoring it, you know, make sure that we're, you know, we talk to our young men about, you know, social distancing, wearing masks in public, and making great decisions. So, look, I'll continue to remain optimistic, but we'll always do what's best for the health and welfare of our student athletes.
That is Ryan Silverfield, head coach of the University of Memphis football program. Ryan, continued success. Again, as an alum, I'm appreciative of the way you're leading that program, of what you did with the Black Lives Matter sticker on the emblem. And please tell your wife also, thanks for working at Church Health. That's an amazing place. And if she decided to take a leave to work there, it suggests that she's an amazing person as well. Appreciate it.
Well, thanks so much, Gary. I appreciate you having me on. And for everyone listening, let's continue to wear our masks so we can have football. And I hope everybody stays safe and well.
Thanks, Ryan. I'll see you soon, hopefully.
Thanks so much.
All right, buddy. Okay. Bye-bye. That's Ryan Silverfield, head coach, University of Memphis football program.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.